You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
This is John Nemo with the App Minute podcast. I'm about to call Cindy three times. She's with Line2.com, and we're going to evaluate Line 2 compared to both my cell phone, which is AT&T, and my regular home phone, which is on Quest CenturyLink. Let's see. Where did I put my home phone? It's got to be here someplace. There it is, over there. Okay, let's call her first on the home phone. And I'll do it on speakerphone so you can hear it. So we're calling Cindy from Line 2 in San Francisco. Hi, it's John Nemo.
Hi, John. You sound great.
That's okay, but all we're doing right now on this phone is testing the voice quality. How do I sound? Good, medium, or terrible? So this sounds really, really good?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to hang up on this phone. Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, let's try that again. Here we go.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Terrific.
So
I could be on my iPod Touch or on my iPhone, if I had one, or on my iPad, the Line 2 app would work with any of those.
Exactly. And with one phone number, you can log in with that number on any of those devices, and all your call history and your text messages will show.
Good. Great. Well, at some point on App Minute, we'll be able to do that, and eventually Peter will be able to cover it on the Pocket Size podcast and maybe even get him over at mymac.com. How's my audio quality and all my clarity on this phone? As good as on the first one?
About exactly the same.
Great. Okay, I'm going to hang up, and I will call you on my third choice, and we'll see how that sounds. Talk to you real soon.
Great. Bye-bye.
That first one was the actual Quest Uniden handheld cordless phone. Then I did my Motorola, believe it or not, Pink Razor, my single-purpose phone. Now let's see if we can call Cindy on the Line 2. Let's see what that sounds like. 415-5803, call, and I'm using speakerphone on all of those.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Hi, is this Cindy from Line 2?
It sure is. Line 2 on the line.
Great, this is John Nemo calling. I'm on an iPod Touch, and I'm using Line 2. Oh, but I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but anyway, how do I sound?
You sound pretty good. Not quite as good as the first two.
When I use Line 2, it automatically goes into speakerphone. Is that what it's supposed to do?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. You're on speakerphone.
But the other two are also on speakerphone. But is there a way to have Line 2 and it actually be held up to my ear, or do I need to have a headset on with a microphone?
I know with the iPad, it automatically reverts to speakerphone. I'm not sure about the iPod's touch, but I can find out.
No, it's probably the same thing. Very good. So I can hear you nice and clear. So if I had my headset on with a microphone, then that audio quality would be determined by the quality of the microphone that I was using. We can do that, but that obviously wouldn't make a very interesting recording for App Minute because nobody would be able to hear you.
Right, right.
It's been a real pleasure talking to you, and I thank Line 2 for supporting my Mac, App Minute, and Pocket Size Podcast. And we'll put this show together, and we'll let you know when we have more to talk about. And please say hello to your CEO, Peter Sisson. And if I can ever find Peter Nicolaitis, we can both say hello to him.
Wonderful. I'll pass the message around, and thanks for including us.
How's my audio quality? Would you say good, but not quite as good on the touch?
Yes, good, but a hair less good than the first two.
Still pretty good. Thanks a lot, Cindy. Bye. John Nemo, signing off. That was Line 2.
If you're a technology fan, make sure you check out TechFan, hosted by me, Tim Robertson.
And me, David Cohen. We're all about technology. We like to geek out on pretty much anything, if it's technical, if it's a gadget, if it's the movie or the music industry. You name it, we're talking about it.
And you know, David, unfortunately, unlike most other great podcasts, we don't really plan out our shows. It's more of a stream of thought thing.
Yeah, for better or for worse, you listen to it and you be the judge.
You know, a good example of that, David, would be this ad, because we didn't plan for this.
What did you say? What do I say?
I don't know. What, is it your turn or is it my turn to talk now?
I lost track.
I did too. But you know, you won't lose track if you listen to TechFan, part of the Stoplight Network of Podcasts.